budget expectations, an Insight 18 special for money control.
The most important fluid in the world is water, and we all know that if World War III is ever fought, it's going to be over water. But currently, there are already enough wars being fought over another important fluid, that which powers the world. That is, of course, oil. And on Money Control today, we're going to be discussing the expectations of the oil sector from the Union Budget of 2018-2019. My name is Rakesh. This is Budget Expectations on Money Control, and these are the expectations of the oil sector. We're just a day away from the 2018 Union Budget, with news of crude oil prices rising once again, having crossed $70 a barrel a few days ago, but dipped down below 70 as we speak. The oil industry hopes that there'll be a cut in oil cess and some key waivers and exemptions by the finance minister. Some industry experts expect the cess ad valorem rate to come down from 20% to 8%. That is the cess according to value tax. They expect more clarity on GST in royalty, cost recovery, cash call and profit petroleum. Another measure they say could help improve matters is bringing parity in the pricing of domestic crude and imports by cutting the 2% CST on domestic production. This could help enhance the country's energy security, they've gone on to say. Some other major oil companies would like to see an arrangement where royalty rate rises with increase in production volume in CBM or coal bed methane fields. They claim it requires very high front-end investment as well as large surface facilities. So reverse benefits by adjustment of investments from royalty or taxes payable by suitable deductions over the initial 10-year production is something they suggest. Zero customs duty is another demand that the oil industry has. Industry specialists say that zero customs could be implemented on capital goods imported for new refineries instead of the current rate of 21.5%. This could provide a level playing field to the new refineries. Some also suggested that customs duty on materials like pipes, valves, flanges, data communication systems be made nil. The oil industry has demanded that the exemption of customs duty on import of liquefied natural gas, that is LNG, for the power sector also be extended to all other sectors. Another hope that gas companies have is the exemption of excise duty for compression of natural gas into compressed natural gas or CNG. Conversion of natural gas to compressed form is only for purposes of transportation and should not be considered as manufacturing, said an industry body. Will the expectations of the oil industry be solidified or will it all go up in smoke? We're all here to find out as Finance Minister Arun Jaitley delivers his budget tomorrow, and what the ramifications of the said budget are, we will be discussing right here on Money Control, and all you have to do is stay with us right here on Money Control.
Budget Expectations, an Insight 18 special for Money Control.